You can help bats by avoiding the use of pesticides in your garden so that they have a good source of insects. You can also protect trees. Trees are really important for bats, particularly along rivers or streams or creeks, because those are areas that they like to hunt for insects, so it gives them good shelter. You also want to protect standing dead trees because those are important roosting sites for bats. And the other thing you can do for bats is to put up a bat house. Bat houses won't bring bats into your area if they don't already exist there, but if they are there, it gives them a place where they can roost. And roosting sites are one of the limiting factors for bats. So by putting up a bat house, you help them in this way. Bats are important to have around because they are the primary predator of night flying insects. So they're going to be eating the beetles, the moths, they're maybe doing damage in your garden during the daytime, but when they're flying around at night, the bats are eating them up. And bats can eat an awful lot of insects. Occasionally bats will get into the house. Quite often it's because a window was open or a door was open just at the moment when they were swooping by, or maybe it's a young male looking for a place to roost and he found some entrance into your house. But you don't need to panic if you have a bat in your house. What you want to do is close doors to other areas of your house and open the door to the outside and allow the bat to fly outside. He will find his way out. If he's been flying around for some time and he's tired and he lands on, say, a cushion or something that you can pick up, then you can just move that outside, leave it out there, and allow him to fly off. What you don't want to be doing is handling the bat, because bats, like any other wildlife, will bite in self-defense. So you want to make sure, if you need to handle the bat, that you're wearing leather gloves, just as a precaution. Bats do carry rabies. Now, bats have rabies about the same percentage as other wildlife does. The difference is bats don't tend to become aggressive when they have rabies. They tend to get quiet. The problem is that most people don't encounter bats unless they're sick. That's the most likely time when you're going to encounter a bat is if it's sick. So at that point, you want to take the precaution again to make sure that you're not handling it, or if you are handling it, you're wearing a leather glove. They're very small and they have small teeth, so they aren't able to bite through that. If you have bats living in your house, it can create problems and you'll probably want to get them out of your house. What you want to bear in mind is you need to find out where the bats are going in and out, and you need to seal that up. There are no repellents that are going to work against bats. You have to figure out their entrance and seal it up. Once it's sealed up, bats, unlike squirrels and some other animals, will not chew to get back in. It can be a very small space. So if you want to figure out where they're getting in and out, you want to watch at dusk to see where they're flying in and out of your house. You also want to consider what time of year you're doing this. You don't want to be doing it when the bats have babies, because the babies will be trapped inside, and not only is that cruel because the babies will die, but you'll end up with a really bad smell in your house when you've got dead, rotting babies in there. So you want to be doing it late in the summer or early in the fall. And what you can do is you can hang bird netting down. Once you figured out where the entrance is, you hang it down and you attach it at the side so it's open at the bottom, so the bats, when they come out of the space, they have to crawl down and then fly away. In this way, they're able to get out, but they're not able to get back in. So you can leave that up for about a week, and then once you're sure all the bats have left, then you seal it up. We also recommend that before you do that, you put up a bat house so that the bats have somewhere to go. There are plans on the website that will show you how to build a bat house and give you tips on the best placement in order to have the most success with your bat house.